There's a reason that women live longer, Mark. Let me tell you. It is because we are stronger and we are happier at the end of the day than most men. And that is factual, and you know it.
When men are married to women who scream like you, they just want to die sooner.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, new year, new you, new opportunity. If you're looking to start a big project, consolidate some debt, or free up some funds, Cash Out Refi can get you what you need. And Mortgage Right is there to make the refinancing process a breeze. Ready to start a new year with more cash in your pocket? Then head on over to MortgageRight.com/TNR, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first with a 22-year-old woman has been charged with attempted grand theft and false report to authorities after faking her own kidnapping, according to court documents. Now, the woman admitted to detectives that she, quote, wanted a break from her husband. She's 22. Gather that. She already needs a break from the husband, so she is faking her own kidnapping. Now,
it's one way to get a break.
It's not a good route to take.
Yeah.
She staged her own kidnapping from a local Domino's Pizza restaurant where she worked as a delivery driver, according to court documents. Incident began around 10 p.m. This is last February.
And if you're not returned in 30 minutes, you get her absolutely free.
Now, when the woman called her husband and said that she was surrounded by multiple subjects who had a gun and were demanding money, according to court documents, her husband told law enforcement in the report that during the phone call, he thought he heard pounding on the window and a car door opening before the line went dead.
Quite an imagination he's got.
That's insane. Yeah. That, like, to go through that effort just for a break.
Police were able to ping the woman's phone to a Culver's.
Oh, hey, great sponsor.
Welcome to Delicious.
Does she have the butter burger?
Like her, you know, back in our sponsors.
That's right.
Now, that's when the SWAT team was activated, found the woman's car with her and another man inside, according to court documents.
Oh, boy.
The woman was interviewed on the morning of February 11th and said that she had been entering her tips on her phone after finishing her delivery when she was surrounded by several subjects who demanded her phone, according to court documents.
And that's when shit happens.
She said that one of the male subjects used her phone and was texting for a while before he gave the phone back. Investigators called the woman out on her inaccuracies in her story, and she admitted to sending the text to her husband and coworker, as well as admitted she had never been kidnapped, according to court documents.
What's great is I'm going to take your phone, let me send out a couple texts, and I will give it back to you.
That's right. Hey, can you swing by the Culver's?
Weird.
That is weird. Hey. Just tell the guy you want a break.
We've got Debbie, and we're going to need a ransom of $10,000 to give her back. Well, I'm going to need to talk to Debbie. Okay, hold on a second. Debbie?
Debbie!
Hey, it's Debbie.
I'm surrounded by subjects.
Okay, here are new Girl Scout cookies. The interesting cookie lineup in this year's Girl Scout cookies. Some of these sound really good, by the
way. Have we changed them? I thought it was the same ones every year.
No, I think you've got your traditionals. I don't think they go away.
What's your favorite?
Oh,
I like the Samoas. Even though I don't really like coconut, I like the Samoas.
I like the plain just gingerbread ones. Which ones
really?
Are those called?
I don't know what those are called.
What are the ones, the Tagalongs? They got a little peanut butter in them?
Yeah, the Tagalong? That's right. Yeah. The Thin Mint's good, too.
Thin Mints are good frozen.
I like the Samoas. They call them the Caramel Delights right there, the Samoas that Rockstar's got pulled up. Dip those in a glass of milk.
Yep. I like the Do-si-dos too. Yeah, they're always good. Okay. They're like Nutter Butters.
The Adventurefuls, where you'll see on the far left here. Indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored cream with a hint of sea salt.
Yeah. Oh, I would do that.
Sounds good. I'm not big on the sea salt caramel. Oh, I thought caramel was just fine without the sea salt in it.
I like the sea salt.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know why
especially
we need it.
You get a big chunk every now and then.
How about this one? Girl Scout s'mores. Crunchy graham crackers with chocolate and marshmallow filling.
I'm not a big s'mores guy.
I'm not either. They're too messy.
Yeah.
But it might be good already packaged up like that.
I don't know. The marshmallow doesn't do a ton
for me. About to do a rocky road from our friends at Way to Wellness.
What's all in that?
And it's a s'more.
But yeah, the marshmallow I'm not crazy about.
Okay, the lemonades. Doesn't sound good on the surface, but listen. Savory, refreshing shortbread cookies topped with a tangy lemon-flavored icing.
I'd try it.
It's not bad. That's new. I thought I had that one. Nope.
It was a lemon up next to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's really not much of a difference.
Yeah.
How about
when the Americans came back from World War I, it was lemon up.
The shortbread are my favorite, the Treefuls.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Okay, the Toastier. It's a yummy toasted-shaped cookie full of French toast flavor dipped in delicious icing.
Ooh, I'm in.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I am in.
And even this last one, I'm not a big toffee guy.
I like toffee.
The Toffee-tastic. It's gluten-free, rich, buttery cookies with sweet, crunchy toffee bits.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yep, I'm in.
I like toffee bits.
I
even like a toffee bar. I'll eat a toffee bar.
Do you like a score bar?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love a score
and
bar.
I haven't seen a score bar.
Not either.
It's that thin. It's
super thin.
Heath is a little thick. Score is a little thin.
Score's thin, but it's just chocolate and toffee. I really like it.
You know what I haven't had in forever is a choco stick. Remember those?
I don't like those. Chico sticks.
Chico sticks.
Yeah, I don't like them.
And what I found out, though, it's toasted coconut, which I didn't even realize.
I'm not a big coconut
guy. It's got the peanut butter in it. I like them.
Yeah, I like them a lot, too. Now, they'll break a molar sometimes.
No, they'll stick to it, too. Yeah. And you got to peel that off.
Yeah. That's good, though, because later on in the day, like later in class, because that's when I used to eat them back in high school.
Get to savor it.
Later on in class, you'll be like, oh, I got a little choco stick back there.
So we've got a Missouri inmate.
That's awful.
He's on the run after officials say he pretended to be scheduled for release from jail.
I'm here to be released.
All right, well, I believe you.
Boy, I don't need to see the paperwork.
I've been waiting 3 years. They are running a tight ship at the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. They say that Benjamin Landa, 30 years old, escaped at about 9.05 a.m. Thursday, January 13th. Surveillance photo shows him walking out of jail in a gray hooded jacket with blue jeans and black shoes.
See y'all.
Now, after Landa was mistakenly released by staff.
Say it again, Rockstar.
Say Wataneo.
Local law enforcement was notified, according to the county sheriff's office Facebook post. By the way, the sheriff's office uses Facebook a lot.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why they address it. It's got a big reach. It does, but it's just interesting how they go. I mean, I don't know about Twitter, but it's always Facebook.
Before I get done, Little Sweet's making a major comeback on Dr. Pepper.
Hey, really?
Over the weekend.
He was big wild card weekend.
But well, I guess they transitioned out of Fansville.
Yeah, Fansville's college football.
Little Sweet's got some tight pants, man.
This is sweet. That's what helps him sing.
Now, witnesses said that Landa fled north into the wood line in the area of the woods after seeing law enforcement in the area. Deputies searched the area, but he had not been found as of 2:30 p.m. Do you think they got sick of him? Man, it's already late enough on lunch. Yeah. Let's call this a day. He's not going to get far.
What do you think of the punishment is for the guy that let him go? Like, I don't.
You go find him.
You give a good argument. Yeah, you're free to go.
He said he was here to be released.
You will not use a vending machine for 2 days.
You know what's crazy? Is that they got tired of searching that guy because of his lunch. They went to Culver's and found the lady who kidnapped herself.
Hey, you look familiar.
Before, what was the early game yesterday? Your Bucks and Eagles.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park was on, and I randomly had it on one of the channels, and I was doing some notes for the show, and I saw where Wayne Knight's character is trying to get to the dock.
Oh, the spitting dinosaur?
Yeah, the spitting dinosaur. So this is what reminds me of this next story. A cobra spat venom into a woman's eyes after she accidentally disturbed it while it was hiding in a cupboard.
Jeez, where do you live?
The woman in Durban, South Africa, opened the cupboard at an office to find a 3.9-foot-long spitting cobra resting on some wires.
Son of a gun.
Where it spat at her out of shock. Fortunately, only 5 minutes away at the time, snake catcher Nick Evans... Isn't that amazing? You can just call a snake catcher.
Five minutes away.
We can't get Jimmy John's here in 25, and they're freaky fast. This chick got a snake catcher in 5 minutes.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
He arrived swiftly to remove the highly venomous serpent. I'd be more worried about my eyes at this point.
Me too. Now, how'd she dial him?
Evans, who runs a snake rescue project in Greater Durban, South Africa, wrote on a Facebook that the snake, feeling, quote, trapped and terrified, had defended itself the best way it knew how. Now, after spitting at the woman, the snake fell into a bucket below the wires. Evans arrived to find that the office employees had managed to trap it by wrapping a bin bag tightly over the bucket. By the way, if I'm an employee, I'm walking out of the office.
No doubt. I remember...
Yeah. Nick's on the way. I'm not going to trap it. That's what Nick does.
In high school, Mr. Yarbrough, the snake man, had a cobra, and he'd bang that box till it got pissed off, and it would raise up and
flare out.
Yeah. That's scary, man.
Yeah, they look very normal until they flare out.
Yeah, that's right, until they get angry. Yeah. Yep.
Does Nick the snake catcher, does he have sirens at that point? Do you have is it like police?
Echo 3.
Do you envision him in a Land Rover with no doors?
Oh, yeah. Got long hair.
And he's wearing nothing but tan.
Yeah. I know, mate. Yeah.
Got a little bit of facial hair.
Now, Evan said the cobra spitting venom, quote, not pleasant for us or any animal that attacks them, but a truly genius method of self-defense if you think about it. Now, the woman attended the clinic as soon as the cobra was removed, and Evan said he has, quote, no doubt she will have fully recovered. It's very interesting. Lay's is revealing. Lay's is always doing something with their potato chips, by the way.
Gets you to talk about them.
They have revealed a new limited edition Golden Grounds potato chip. They are made from potatoes that were grown in some soil from NFL stadiums and fields across the country.
Oh, this is smart, actually. Yeah.
I mean, how many until
you see an offensive lineman throw up, and then you're like,
No, but if you put Bryant Denny and Jordan Hare potato chips And
it's still like crazy.
All over the state.
Yeah, we dug up the field after the season at Bryant Denny, and we planted potatoes in it. We grew the potatoes, and these are the chips we made from those potatoes.
Now, basically, I got a Jaleel Billingsley.
Basically, they took some soil from each of the NFC stadiums, mixed the soil into separate parts of the potato field, and took the potatoes grown in the field to make potato chips infused with the grounds and the glory of each NFL team. Limited edition bags come decorated with the appropriate NFC team colors and logos.
They show the Raiders right away. That's artificial turf.
No, they play on real grass in Vegas. They roll it in and out like they do the Cardinals.
I don't think that's true, Jim.
Well, I know the Rams don't play
on real grass. What about SoFi? Yeah.
They play on real grass in...
Dallas, that's fake.
They play real grass at... that's where they're shooting the commercial. They need climate control and good lighting.
Well, I know, but these are NFC teams. Half of them play on AstroTurf.
I think the Raiders play on real grass. They roll it in and set it on top of the artificial turf, which UNLV plays on. It's artificial.
Yeah, maybe that's good luck. 3 for 3 on the camera today.
Yep.
Yeah.
I doubt
bodes well for the Ramley.
Do you maybe like the Cardinals by the end of the show?
You know what this is? You know what this is?
What?
This potato chip thing?
What?
This is potato chip equivalent of the girl who farted into jars and sold
drugs. Absolutely correct. You're right, Jim.
They've taken a bag of dirt and spread it over a farm.
I'll tell you, all you got to do is
near the stadium.
Tell us from Lambeau Field. Yeah. I believe it.
Would you not agree? All you got to do is put the team colors and your logo on the bag and you'll probably buy it.
Yeah. Yep.
So it doesn't matter whether you grew it in the dirt or not. Go fart in a jar. That is
put that on a shirt.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by.
Hey, the new year is here, so is your chance to make the most of your home. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got the perfect solution for your empty pockets: cash out refinance. With cash out refinance, you can fund your new year by taking advantage of home equity. And the best part is you can use the cash to pay for anything you want. The experts at Mortgage Right will guide you every single step of the way in making getting extra cash easy. Get started online, mortgageright.com/TNR, NMLS 2239, equal housing lender.